I would think when a prospective client comes in, the first question you ask is things like, do you already have a power of attorney?
Yes, everyone should have, at a certain point in their life, when they're over 60 years old, should have a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, and a will.
Okay, now they're worried, I'm going to lose my house for Medicaid.
If you get sick, if one of you gets sick, or if you're a widow or widower, if you get sick, you are at risk if you have some savings and investments, and many people do have a house and some savings. It's a shame when someone gets sick that they can be at risk, but there are things you can do and questions you can ask and answers that will help you protect your assets and your home.
What's the first financial planning question you ask a client?
Do they have children? The levels of their assets. Bring in paper. Got to bring in the paper. Assets are handled differently. An IRA is handled differently than a CD. IRA is considered income. I tell the people, if you don't know the questions, I've been doing it for 33 years, I will ask the questions you should ask and give you the answer. We treat you like family. You get peace of mind. You may be tired after an hour and a half meeting, but after that time, you will be more knowledgeable and you can take action to protect your house and your savings.
I would think the later you come in chronologically, the worse off you can be.
No matter what time you come in, you will get the rules and the options under the law as to what you can and cannot do. Obviously, as you get older, it's trickier from a health perspective, but no matter what happens, each person, regardless of age, has a right to know what their options are, and then they can pick and choose on what they want to save or commit to their care.
Does it make any difference if you're still working and you're looking ahead toward retirement? Are the rules a little different?
Well, the earlier you start, the more valuable it is, because if you snooze, you lose. The longer you wait, the more at risk you have. But if you're healthier and you start in your 60s or early, you know, in your 70s even, and you're generally not in a traumatized terribly sick situation, you have more options, not fewer options, and you're in a position to save more and know the rules. It is almost like a Monopoly game. There are rules and things that you're allowed to do, and there's things you can't do. And knowing those rules help make you a wiser person, and you just have to find a person that does this, a lawyer that does this. This is what I do, who knows the rules and can teach you those rules and let you become smarter and aware of your options and the legal things that you can do legally to protect your home and your assets. The law doesn't lock you out completely.
This is an area where traditionally there have been a lot of people with defined benefit pension plans who have the white picket fence out front and all of this stuff. Are their options narrower than someone else who may have a big 401k, a big IRA or a Roth IRA, or just a lot of assets?
Yeah, each situation is different, but there are similarities also. 401ks, if you're drawing off of them and you're over 70 and a half, those are considered, or IRAs are considered income flow. If you are not drawing out of the asset and you're under 70 and a half, where you have to take those mandatory minimum distributions, they are considered assets, not income. And you have to do planning with those assets, and there's things you can do to protect it, at least close to half. You can save almost half of what you have, God forbid something happened to you. But again, the planning before or check asking, one of the things you mentioned, what questions do you ask? I asked, do they have disabled children? Because a disabled child is an exempt person you can transfer an asset to and triggers no waiting period for Medicaid during that 5 years.
Do you get very many of those?
Yes, I ask every time. It's one of the questions you find, because some people who have children, a child doesn't look disabled but is on Social Security disability, and that person can receive assets from the parent right the day before they're going into the nursing home and can get help from the system because the transfer to the disabled child who's just on Social Security disability is exempt, and they can protect their assets by having the disabled child hold the asset.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Richard Rosso has been here, and we've been talking about planning for the illnesses of age. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.